Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, the amazing crystal shaman Miracle Grid. This is a special podcast because I have created something that is now a permanent part of my daily routine. And I've been so impressed that I've been dying to tell you about it for a long time. But now I'm finally ready. This has to do with my recent trip to Spirit Mountain, Nevada. I talked about that in episode 181 of this podcast called Strange Things, and that episode was titled Visiting Spirit Mountain and High-Speed UFOs. So if you haven't heard that, go back and listen to episode 181. Now, I know that crystals have been used for what scientists call pseudo-scientific purposes for many years. And yet I think we can all agree that there is something truly magical about crystals. I mean, do you marvel at our current technology? Well, you've heard of Silicon Valley in California, where our modern tech exploded, right? And what do you think silicon is? It's a crystal. And hey, you know what? If you want to get a jump on everybody else listening right now, go to my new site, crystalgridpower.com. That's crystalgridpower.com. I'm going to tell you more about that, of course, soon. And before I continue, you know, you hear all the time about gem and mineral shops, but do you actually know the difference between a gem and a mineral? Most people don't. It is my understanding that when a mineral is regarded as rare and exceptionally beautiful, we refer to that example of that mineral as a gemstone. So, for instance, diamond, emerald, ruby, sapphire. In fact, ruby and sapphire both come from the same mineral, which is called corundum. So all minerals can be gemstones, but not all gemstones can be minerals, because there are exceptions. Like, for example, amber is a gemstone, but that was once tree sap. Or pearls can be gemstones, but pearls come from oysters. So usually a gemstone is a great example of a mineral, but not always. So now you kind of know what the relationship is. All right, well, let's look a little more deeply before we continue here with, okay, what exactly is a mineral? You hear about how, you know, what does a mineral even mean? Well, in geology and mineralogy, a mineral is, broadly speaking, a solid substance with a fairly well-defined chemical composition and a specific crystal structure that occurs naturally in pure form. All right, so a mineral has a crystal structure. Fine. What does that mean? All right, well, a crystal is a solid material whose constituents, such as atoms or molecules or ions, are arranged in a highly ordered microscopic structure, forming a crystal lattice that extends in all directions. You've seen the pictures. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a highly organized natural shape. It truly is sort of miraculous how that crystals form into these beautiful designs over millions and billions of years. And when it comes to these special properties that crystals have, there are lots of them. Some of the most famous, of course, one of them is the piezoelectric effect, meaning that when you apply pressure to a crystal, it produces electricity. And if you apply electricity to a crystal, the crystal vibrates. I think this has something to do with a lot of the amazing earth lights we see at places like Brown Mountain, where we have the Brown Mountain lights. There's a lot of quartz crystal there and other crystals. And you've got some fault lines around there. You have these powerful winds that go blowing through, and it kind of makes the mountain resonate, which produces electricity, which probably gives life to some of these plasmas like ball lightning and such. So you have all this weird stuff. There's a whole section of study devoted to crystal optics, where, you know, you can look at some crystals and see a double image that appears. Crystals are used in so many different weird ways to create technologies, X-ray diffractions and so on, that they're truly unique. Okay, I could just do a whole show on nothing but the weird qualities of crystals. And to just demonstrate how bizarre they get, and this is a bit of a side note, but I figure, what the heck, I'll bring it up. Have you heard of a time crystal? This is one of those things that is so bizarre, I can't even really fully understand it. I've been reading about time crystals for a while, and here's the best I can come up with to explain to you what we're talking about. It's a quantum construct, and here's an article that came out a couple years ago. I found by the Science News Department of NBC News. What are time crystals, and why are they so weird? And the subheading here, physicists in Finland are the latest scientists to create time crystals, a new phase of matter that have some truly strange properties. And it starts by saying that these time crystals, a newly discovered phase of matter that exists only at tiny atomic scales and extremely low temperatures, seems to challenge a fundamental law of nature: the prohibition against perpetual motion. And here, listen to this paragraph. The particles in a time crystal exist in one of two different low energy states, depending on just when you look at them. That is their position in time. That results in a regular oscillation that continues forever, a true type of perpetual motion. If you did not understand exactly what that means, don't worry. It's quantum stuff. It's Schrodinger's cat, Heisenberg uncertainty principle kind of stuff. But basically, they're talking about this thing that can be called a crystal that is constantly vibrating. It appears to be something that's like perpetual motion. And look, I'm not going to, again, try to pretend I can explain exactly how this works, but it's almost like it's reached a state of energy where it's just sitting there resonating with the universe itself. And that's because it's resonating in space and time. Okay, just another example for you of how bizarre crystals are. Okay, crystals are magical. They have a memory. I mean, this is what data storage is. And it kind of reminds me, I think there's a similarity between the structure of crystals and the design of DNA. And, you know, in fact, I was reading the other day, and I've talked about this before, the idea that DNA is a type of code. Coding, like computer coding, has been switched from computers to DNA and vice versa, uploaded and downloaded. According to researcher Billy Carson, look up Dr. George Church. He was a guy who was able to download and upload a book he wrote 70 billion times to a tiny portion of DNA, even through Wi-Fi. And another scientist, Dr. Bruce Lipton of Stanford Medical School, has been also trying to program DNA for various, medical purposes. And I think it's interesting that that may be why that something in our DNA resonates with crystals. By the way, here's a little factoid for you. How many miles of DNA do you think is in the human body? Apparently, let's see, each person has around 60 trillion feet or 10 billion miles of DNA inside of them. The Earth is about 93 million miles away from the sun, so your DNA could stretch to the sun and back 61 times. This is one person's DNA. And, you program this DNA with words and thoughts. That's part of genetic tuning, your own genes like guitar strings. And I think there's a connection between what goes on within our mind and how energy is stored there and data is stored there and what happens inside these crystals. Are we getting weird enough for you yet? Well, okay, when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you about how all of this applies to planet Earth and your relationship to planet Earth and why that I took some crystals to Spirit Mountain and I charged them and then I built something. I created something with those crystals. And I'm going to explain to you what I created and a lot more. Boy, it's one of those shows that's going to fly right by. And you know what? I have so many amazing projects coming up the rest of this year. I'm even going to be giving away some random free stuff to people all over the world. But you know what? You have to subscribe to my free e-newsletter if you want to participate. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P there when you type that website in. On the homepage, in the Slimer green letters, it'll say, like, click here for Joshua's free e-newsletter. Click that. Takes you 2 seconds. Submit your email address. You'll instantly receive an automated email from me with some goodies for you that will make your life better. JoshuaPWarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. that frustrating thing your mom does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, the Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel is waiting for you now.
Go to coasttocoastam.com for more information.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, this is George Norrie, and you're listening to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now let's get back to Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agiatato Zume! And don't forget, your body is not only filled with this amazingly designed code called DNA, but your body is also full of minerals. Magnesium, iron, copper, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, zinc. I mean, the list goes on. And those are all crystalline structures. And so you are made of crystals and code, and that means that you are in sympathetic resonance with other crystals and minerals out there. Sympathetic resonance is something I've talked about a lot. For example, in my book, Use the Force, how that basically the best example is maybe if you take a tuning fork, let's say it's in the key of C, and you strike it on a table and it goes boo, and then you take another tuning fork in the key of C and you just bring it near it, it will also start resonating. Even though you haven't struck it, it's pure broadcasting. You have two pianos in a room. A guy goes in, he bangs a chord on one piano. The second piano will start playing that chord, even though he never goes near it. That's basic broadcasting. It's sympathetic resonance. That's how your relationship with the universe is formed. That is what ultimately ends up being expressed in some form of karma, that everything that goes back activates some type of a reaction that is comparable. All right. So you are in sympathetic resonance with all of these crystals of the earth. And crystals have absolutely astounding memory. I remember reading this article in Scientific American from 2013. I went back and dug it up. The headline is, "Data saved in quartz glass might last 300 million years. Sealed in quartz, information might be retained as long as 300 million years." This is by Timothy Horniak, published January 1st, 2013. And he said, Hitachi recently announced it has developed a medium that can outlast not only this old school format, but also CDs, DVDs, hard drives, MP3s, semi-perpetual slivers of quartz glass that can preserve information for hundreds of millions of years with virtually no degradation. We're talking about a tiny sliver here. They say this piece of quartz is 2 centimeters wide and 2 millimeters thick. And they've used a laser to code this thing. And it says, not only is the amount of information that it can store unbelievable, but it also, it was undamaged when exposed to 1,000 degree heat for 2 hours in a test. That's how durable this is. And scientists are now creating some version of this called 5D optical data storage, where they are using fused quartz. And again, the laser here to, we're talking about a tiny sliver can hold 360 terabytes worth of data for billions of years. So it makes you wonder, doesn't it, about like the stories regarding crystal skulls and all that? You know, is there some information in a crystal skull and some of us can resonate with it and pick it up? Well, you are a part of this planet. You are a living thing, and you're full of code, and you're full of minerals and crystals. And so is this planet. And our planet literally seems to be a living thing, especially when you compare it to the other planets in our solar system. They look very dead by comparison to our planet, don't you think? And that's why that some places provide more life force, more bioenergy for you. That's why sometimes I have to get out of the desert and go to the ocean. And then there are times where the ocean's too much and it's nice to go back into the dry desert. You got to balance it out a little bit. But let's talk for a second about this power that we find on planet Earth. There's a book that some of you might find very interesting called The Giza Power Plant, Technologies of Ancient Egypt, written by Christopher Dunn. I have a copy in my hands right now. And let's see, when was this published? 1998, so it's been around for a while. And basically, he's talking about how that the pyramids may have tapped into Earth's vibrational energy. And he's got all kinds of thoughts on that. But here's one section that I thought was kind of interesting. Let's see. At least one. All right. He says there has been much discussion of late about the increasing frequency of the pulse of the Earth. There are speculations that the primary mode frequency appears to be gradually shifting higher, which therefore lends support to the belief that we are in for some significant Earth changes. Known as the Schumann resonance, after German physicist W.O. Schumann, who predicted the phenomenon between 1952 and 57, these fundamental vibrations are the result of electrical activity between the Earth and its upper atmospheric layers, collectively known as an electromagnetic cavity. The elements that make it up are the Earth, the ionosphere, the troposphere, the magnetosphere. He talks about some of the frequencies. 7.83 hertz. There are other frequencies that are overlaying 14, 20, 26, 32, 37. And he talks about how that these little frequencies at certain places can resonate at a certain rate that reinforce each other to cause big changes. And he says, you know, of course, you know, Tesla always talked about the power of vibration and how that was the key to everything. And he says here in this book, one example of the potentially destructive force of resonance is the instruction for soldiers to break step when marching across a bridge. So each step of an individual soldier acts as a force on the bridge. If the rest of the company joins this soldier in marching in unison across the bridge, the energy provided by that one step is amplified many times over, and the bridge will vibrate in time to the march. The pounding foot on the bridge is known as the forcing frequency. If the frequency of the marching feet happens to coincide with the natural frequency at which the bridge resonates, the absorption of energy will be maximized, and the vibration of the bridge will become much greater, and it could potentially cause the bridge to collapse. This is the power of vibration. And this whole Earth is vibrating, but there are some places that vibrate at a different rate. Some are higher, some are lower. You can feel it. What do you resonate with? That's the Giza Power Plant. That's the name of that book, Christopher Dunn. Well, there's another book here that I started reading that I thought was pretty fascinating that ties into all this. It's called Crystal Grids, How and Why They Work, a science-based yet practical guide written by Hibiscus Moon. And she is considered one of the great authorities on crystals. What is a crystal grid? She writes here. She says, now listen to this. A crystal grid is a geometric pattern of energetically aligned stones charged by intention, set in a sacred space for the purpose of manifesting a particular objective. So in other words, what she's saying is, if you go out and you find some crystals that feel good to you, and you organize them into some kind of a pattern. Let's say you take out a glass plate and you just organize these crystals in a geometric pattern. And then you take those crystals to a place that has sacred energy, and you focus on them and you saturate them with an intention, then this crystal grid somehow records that intention and may be used to help you manifest this thing. It's almost like you can take a piece of that sacred intention with you that you have stored in this. It's kind of like stopping by the river to fill up your canteen with water so that when you're in the desert, you're not near the river anymore, but you still have some water. When we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you more about crystal grids. And then what I did, I took some crystals to Spirit Mountain. You can probably tell where this is going. And this is some really powerful stuff, and that's why I'm so excited to be sharing it with you. If you're bored during the break, like I say, just go on and check out crystalgridpower.com. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Joshua P. Warren and Strange Things coming right up.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. I'm talking about crystal grids. You know, in the same way that a frequency can shatter a wine glass, a frequency can also resonate with your cells and spirit in order to create a positive, powerful manifestation aura around you. In this book, Crystal Grids, How and Why They Work by Hibiscus Moon, she goes on to talk about the energy field of a grid. And actually, first off, she says, here's a section on crop grids. She says, although they don't involve crystals per se, crop formations or grids, also commonly known as crop circles, even though they're not always in circles, may also be geometric patterns of energetically aligned formations charged by intention, set in sacred space, and may have a connection to crystal grids in how they work. I think we can all see that connection. And then she says, whether we are speaking about crop grids, world peace grids, or traditional crystal grids, some scientists have noted that a three-dimensional energy radius exists around all objects or beings. This energy field can be described as a torus, or a virtual donut of energy surrounding the object. This energy field corresponds to the object's or being's EMF, aka aura. The field size is dependent upon the size and molecular makeup, et cetera, et cetera. So, I guess, you know, she's talking about this connection between crystals and designs and sacred geometry and even these cosmic things we find, these messages and crop circles. She has a section on sacred geometry, referring to, as she says, geometric structures holding a cosmic significance. Many ancient as well as modern cultures adhere to sacred geometric forms and their architecture. Let's see here. Oh, and then she has a whole section on how to set intention. One of the first steps you must take before constructing your crystal grid is to firmly decide what your precise intention is. And she says, here's a list of some possible intentions, but the sky's the limit. Prosperity and abundance, health and vitality, compassion and love for others, romance, self-love, mental clarity, purification and protection, confidence boost, new career, climbing the career ladder, chakra balancing, Mother Earth or world healing, relationships with angels or spirits, spiritual growth. Okay. So, I had been thinking a long time about this special trip that I was going to take to Spirit Mountain, Nevada. And I couldn't think of a better place to bring some quartz crystals. And so I spent months collecting quartz crystals, and I went through and handpicked the ones that I really liked. I don't know how many I had that I picked out. I mean, there were hundreds of them. And I attained a metal altar, and I would meditate on these crystals every day, and so would Lauren, and we would think about these crystals being energized with the power to produce positive results for whoever owned them. And so, let's see, what date was it? March the 12th of 2024, when I went to Spirit Mountain, Nevada, I took this large altar of authentic quartz crystals with me. Again, this is what I talked about in episode 181, but I didn't mention the quartz crystal thing. I wasn't ready yet. Here's a little write-up I did about this the Crystal Shaman Miracle Grid. I took these quartz crystals afterward back to my workshop. On Spirit Mountain, I prayed over them. I meditated on them. And back in the workshop, Lauren and I started turning them into these crystal grids, which are these sort of palm-shaped formations. It looks like something out of Superman, the movie, you know, when he's in the Fortress of Solitude. Here's what I wrote. It can be used to quickly manifest whatever you want, but it is only capable of manifesting good, positive things. It is impossible to manifest anything bad with this, so you can use it every day with no worries. It's handmade in my workshop here in Nevada in the USA. Let me explain to you why it's so beautiful and special and how you use it. Now, of course, Spirit Mountain is a sacred place. I personally took these crystals to Spirit Mountain. I personally conducted rituals praying for these crystals to be charged with the ultimate positive manifestation power. I have video footage of this. Amazingly, I found out afterwards that a UFO flew overhead while I was doing this, and I captured that UFO in slow motion using high-speed photography at 1,000 frames per second. That went on to make international news, by the way. So these charged crystals were brought back to my workshop in Vegas and painstakingly handcrafted, one by one, into a Crystal Shaman Miracle Grid. Each one is unique. No two are alike. And in the tradition of sacred geometry, a crystal grid is a pattern of these energetically aligned stones charged with intention in a sacred space for the purpose of manifesting a pure objective. I have been using my personal Crystal Miracle Shaman Grid every single day to quickly manifest everything you can imagine. And let me just pause here to say, look, I'm just like you. You know, I have personal problems, whether it has to do with money or health or relationships or, you know, other people. If I'm doing fine, there's a friend who's suffering. There's a relative who's suffering. And I now take my crystal pyramid, my crystal shaman miracle grid, which kind of looks similar to a form of a pyramid. And I will put it, I'll put it on top of my wishing machine after I make a wish. Or often I will just use it by itself. And, as long as what you want is good and positive, I mean, you can simply write your wish on a piece of paper and just place it on top of this thing and just say thank you and just leave it there and see how quickly your wish comes true. Or you can write it on a piece of paper and put it beneath it. Just set the crystal grid on top of it. You can use it over and over the rest of your life. You can use it for yourself or your friends, your loved ones. But there are even more basic ways that I found to use it. You know, you can just hold it in your hands and just speak what you want to manifest out loud. Or you can keep it in a sacred place in your home and then just stare across the room and mentally project what you wish into it. And so we made a small set of these from just whatever I could take up there to Spirit Mountain. Each one will come with instructions signed by me. I will personally sign them so you know you're getting the real thing. These are handmade from my workshop. Of course, it's a small batch. And when they're gone, they are gone. And also, this is really cool. Right now, if you get one of these, it's also going to come with the free bonus gift that you'll get instantly. Okay, so you have to go to the site and read all about it. But look, here's the thing. The moment you get one of these, you're going to feel a shift in the force. When you hold it in your hands, you will feel the energy. This is extremely rare. And so if you want I mean, look, even if you don't want to get one of these things, just go look at it. Just go learn about it. All right. Go to crystalgridpower.com, crystalgridpower.com. And like I say, I don't have many. When they're gone, they're gone. Maybe in the future, I'll go back to Spirit Mountain and I'll bring some more with me and charge them again. But that is certainly, I mean, it took me 2 years to get up to Spirit Mountain to begin with. And this crystal shaman miracle grid is, I actually have, let's see, I have four of them that I'm now using. I sleep next to one. I don't want to tell you how I use mine because it's a very personal thing when you make a personal wish and you're trying to manifest things that way. But I incorporate it into every single manifestation ritual that I do now. And even if you don't get one of these that I brought to Spirit Mountain and all that, I hope I've taught you something here that you find so interesting. You'll be able to take this knowledge and you'll be able to create something for yourself using this. But you know, I'm talking about the power of crystals, how they seem to record time, how they store data, how they have a memory, how they have a personality. And when we come back from this break, I've talked before about time cameras. Can you imagine that? A camera that you can use to photograph things that happened in the past? I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com. Over 5 years ago, George Norrie approached me with a unique concept, a dating site for people searching for someone with interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal. From that, ParanormalDate.com was born. It's a unique site for unique people, and it's free to join to look around. If you want to upgrade and enjoy more of our great features, use promo code George for a great discount. So check it out. You got nothing to lose. ParanormalDate.com.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey everyone, it's producer Tom of Coast to Coast AM, and more of The Wizard of Weird starts right now.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And if you are a poor speller, well, Crystal is spelled C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Go just look at this thing. Crystal Grid Power. .com. Just how much memory can be stored in a crystal, and how do you resonate with it? You know, that's one of the key components of the wishing machine. The wishing machine is full of very special crystals. And that is reminiscent. Well, that reminds me, inquiries that I get sometimes about what's called the time camera. You know, speaking of time, my friend Jason Sirachi, the UFO videographer, he's always asking me to go out to the Vegas time warp with him. And I'm so busy. I just don't have the time to do it. I haven't been there in quite a while. But if you're ever interested in going out for an evening with Jason to the time warp, or similar places in the Vegas area with night vision, you can just shoot me an email. Go to joshuapwarren.com. You'll find my email address there, and you can email me, and I'll send it on to Jason. But I did an episode of this podcast, Strange Things. It was show 34. That's been a while back. And it was called The Last Werewolf and Time Travel Cameras. Two different subjects. It wasn't like you got a time camera and went back to see a werewolf. No, it was like chapter one, chapter two. But you know, the whole thing was about this true story, supposedly true story, a true claim at least, about this man who was he was a priest at the Vatican. I don't recall all the details, but he claimed that he somehow created a time camera, which literally is a camera that he could use in order to view scenes from human history as they actually occurred. Like, of course, the crucifixion of Jesus, or some of the stuff that the Roman emperors did, or even, you know, things that were a little more recent, like some of Napoleon's battles. You have to go listen to episode 34 to understand. But I do get emails from time to time from people who ask me if it is possible to build something like that. And I guess it is, but look, honestly, I have never tried to do that. And it's just because, again, I don't have enough hours in the day. pretty soon I am going to be doing a whole new slew of experiments, and I would like to add this in there. But let me just tell you, if you're interested in trying out a time camera and you have a wishing machine, here's kind of the technique that you might want to use, because there are these obscure anecdotes out there about people who claim they've done this. Like one guy said he took his wishing machine, turned it into a time camera, and he was able to get a picture of his wedding. So I think that what you would basically do if you had a wishing machine and you wanted to attempt this, you'd need some pretty raw photographic skills or experience, I would imagine. And I would say what you'd want to do is take the whole setup into something like a dark room, and you would put an undeveloped piece of film on the output plate of your wishing machine. And then on the input plate, you would represent as vividly as possible the date and time and place and a description of what you want to see. Now, I understand that when you do that, you may just be manifesting something from your mind that develops on the film. That's still pretty cool. But what if it's not that? I mean, like, what if it's something you don't know about? That would be how you would test it. You would go back and you would say, okay, I want to see what happened on this date at this time, something historic perhaps that you don't know that much about, and then you could verify it that way. I don't know. I'm just tossing this out here because I would like to think, I mean, so many people listen to this show. So many of you have wishing machines. And if you don't know what a wishing machine is, if you're new to the show, if you go to my curiosity shop on my website, you'll find out all about wishing machines. That's what I would do. Put an undeveloped piece of film. You might even be able to go get like some old Polaroid type film that's undeveloped and put that on the output plate and try to represent what you want to capture on the input plate and just tune the machine and leave it there in the dark room for a few days and then develop it just like you would any other piece of film and see what happens. And if stuff like that sounds just too crazy, just too insane to you, you have to understand that, you know, it's very difficult sometimes for me to even do this podcast because I'm reading all of this breaking news about science and technology. And some of it just sounds like it comes straight out of the Marvel universe. I mean, have you ever heard of an X point? These are portals that are hidden in Earth's magnetic field. Now, that sounds like some kind of wacko stuff that a crazy guy like me with the podcast would say. But no, I'm telling you, I'm looking right now at an article about this. From phys.org. This is physics.org, okay? There's even a NASA page about this. Hidden portals in Earth's magnetic field. It says, a favorite theme of science fiction is the portal, an extraordinary opening in a space or time that connects travelers to distant realms. A good portal is a shortcut, a guide, a door into the unknown, if only it actually existed. Well, it turns out they do. Sort of. And a NASA-funded researcher at the University of Iowa has figured out how to find them. Quote, we call them X points or electron diffusion regions, explains plasma physicist Jack Scudder of the University of Iowa. Quote, they are places where the magnetic field of Earth connects to the magnetic field of the sun, creating an uninterrupted path leading from our own planet to the sun's atmosphere 93 million miles away. So observations by NASA's Themis spacecraft and Europe's cluster probes suggest that these magnetic portals open and close dozens of times each day. They're typically located a few tens of thousands of kilometers from Earth, where the geomagnetic field meets the onrushing solar wind. Most portals are small and short-lived. Others are yawning, vast, and sustained. Tons of energetic particles can flow through the openings, heating Earth's upper atmosphere, sparking geomagnetic storms and igniting bright polar auroras. So what does this mean exactly? All right. Well, look, I don't know exactly, but go look this up. Okay. This, one of the things about this show, it's a podcast. I'm just telling you stuff to look into more deeply. Look up X points. What they're saying is that there are these places that have been discovered around Earth where the magnetic field of Earth connects to the magnetic field of the sun, and somehow it creates a portal, which is an uninterrupted path that leads directly from our planet to the sun. Now, does that mean that you can just zoom through that thing and travel to the sun? And does that mean that we're looking at a smaller scale of similar things that are available all over the universe that are like wormholes that connect everything together? All I can tell you is this is real. NASA has, again, they have a whole page about this on their website, X points. If you talked about some of this stuff 20, 30 years ago, people would think this was the wackiest stuff. Like if Art Bell had been bringing this up on Coast to Coast AM back in the day, it's pseudoscience. But we're finding out that the universe is just as mysterious and weird and complex as we always thought it was in our science fiction. And so whether that means teleportation or time cameras, it's all worth looking into. And I do believe we're going to find more and more that we have a resonance with this Earth and that we are part of this living creature. Now, let us take a deep breath. Relax and enjoy the good fortune tone. That's it. For this edition of the show, follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.